Welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio. Here's your host, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan. Short and sweet. I appreciate it very much, and welcome back, everybody, on this Mother's Day. Glad you're able to spend a little time with us. Telephone number when you hear somebody hang up is 866-444-3478. A couple of things, and we'll go right back to the phones. I was looking at the Facebook. I told everybody early in the show that I got 100 and something photographs of the North Carolina Arboretum put on Facebook. And some of the slides are still sideways and upside down. And I was looking through it a minute ago, and it dawned on me that the ones that are upside down and sideways, it's mostly the tags, and a couple are out of place, too. I noticed that, and then it dawned on me that that's the way it was before I edited it. When I changed the location of some of the photographs and got them all right and put them into a folder, for some reason, they reverted back to how they were before I edited the thing. So I got to figure that out next. Maybe somebody smarter than me and the use of computers and putting the photographs on Facebook can let us know. We'll work on that. It's in pretty good order, giving you the tags there of the plant and then the photographs, but some of them are a little bit out of line. I had put all the bonsai plants together, and now they're in two places and stuff like that. No huge deal, but it does alert me that I see what happened, and I'll try to figure out how to prevent that next time. We do have a contest going on. Haven't mentioned it all show. The contest we do every week. There's a photograph on dirtdoctor.com. It's the last button. When you look at that image that's at the top of the page on dirtdoctor.com, it'll change automatically. But if you click that button over on the far right side, it goes to the contest photograph. It's a little different this time. I'll tell you, it's a plant answer, but it's a little bit different what we're showing there. It does relate to something I talked about early in the show. So if you're the first to identify it, either calling and discussing it on the air or sending the answer in by the Ask Howard feature of the website or info@dirtdoctor.com. Either way, you win our course, one of our courses, the Natural Organic Landscape and Gardening course. And we'd be delighted to have you on board. A lot of people are taking the course. Some people are taking quite a while to go through it, and I understand that. I did a golf online course one time, and I took 6 months to do it. So it's totally up to you. You can take as long as you want, or you can sit down and do it all at one time. It's 15 chapters. You go a chapter at a time. There's a test at the end of each of the 15 chapters. You have to pass 100% to move on, but it's pretty easy. I cover it pretty well for you in the video, and then there's also a little 25, 26-page study booklet that's a terrific cheat sheet for you as well. And it's an open book test, so pretty easy for you to accomplish. Lewis in Ovilla, Texas, next up. Hello, Lewis.
How are you this morning, Howard?
Doing well. Thanks, sir.
Good, good. Two questions. One, dollar weed. It's taking over my lawn. What can I do about it?
It's kind of a tough weed, isn't it, Lewis? Have you had it long?
No, it's shown up aggressively this year. I'm sure there was probably some to a degree in the lawn, both front and back, last year. But this year it's really has become aggressive.
Okay. Well, let's make sure we identify it properly. The weed you're talking about as big as a silver dollar, and it's bright, shiny green?
Mine, the one I have in my lawn, is probably a nickel to a quarter size.
Okay.
But it is shiny. It's fairly dark green, I guess, maybe light to dark.
Okay, but it is shiny. The reason I'm asking is a lot of people ask me about dollar weed, and they actually have dichondra. Dichondra looks like a well, they both look kind of like lily pads, but dichondra, the stem goes into the side of the leaf, and it's lobed around it. The dollar weed, the stem actually goes into the center of the leaf.
I'd have to check
that. Okay.
Okay.
Well, it does make a difference.
Dollar weed, excuse me, you're saying the dollar weed, the stem goes into the center of the leaf?
Right.
Okay.
Right. If it is, there's two different answers, you need to kind of double check that. If it is dollar weed, and dollar weed tends to be a little taller than the dichondra also, it is a plant that's a bog plant. It likes wet soil. It likes anaerobic conditions, kind of like nutsedge does.
Right, okay.
So one of the ways to control it is to aerate real heavily, use compost, and get the area draining a little bit better. You can spot spray with vinegar or fatty acid products or something like that. Dichondra tends to be lower growing, even lower than the grass, and it is actually a pretty good ground cover. I kind of encourage it in my garden. I let it grow in cracks between stepping stones and in areas where the grass isn't doing that well, and it kind of does a good job of growing in either place. You can kill it, though, if you have to kill it or want to kill it, with the product called Agrilon Crabgrass Killer.
Agrilon Crabgrass.
Yeah, it's the only selective organic herbicide that's on the market at this point. You wet the area down, and then you use a turkey baster or something that'll puff this material out real finely on the grass area and the weeds, and it turns the weeds yellow and then black and kills them and doesn't hurt the turf. It works fairly well on the dollar weed, but not nearly as well. The little dichondra also has a little texture to the leaf, whereas the dollar weed's texture is slick and shiny, and that's why the Agrilon doesn't work as well on it as it does dichondra.
Well, and you brought up a good point. This is low growing.
Okay.
It doesn't stand up very tall, but it seemed like it's just crowding out the St. Augustine.
It's probably dichondra in your case, Lewis, and it is opportunistic. It doesn't really crowd out. It normally grows where it's gotten a little bit too shady, and the grass is
right,
naturally
right,
thinning out, and it's just taking advantage of that situation and growing in the bare spots. My personal
case.
Yeah, my personal way of handling it in that case would be to leave it alone and let it grow.
Okay, all right.
If you don't like it, though, and I understand, use the Agrilon and knock it out.
Okay. The other thing, and I appreciate the information because that you, how do you spell dichondra?
Oh, gosh. It's got an H,
right,
and it's D-I-C-H-O-N-D-R-A, dichondra. I think that's right.
Okay.
I'm a terrible speller. I'm getting better because I'm really doing a lot of crossword puzzles these days and trying to improve my skills.
I hear you. One last thing, Howard. I've stopped getting your newsletter. I've been on it for years.
Okay.
And I noticed that the last few months it hasn't shown up.
Hmm.
I mentioned that to the lady who answered the phone. So.
You're talking about getting the electronic.
Yeah, over the internet, yes.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Can you send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, and we'll get that straightened out in a hurry.
Okay. I will do it, sir.
Okay.
Right. Thank you for your time, and have a good day.
Okay, Lewis. Thanks. Yeah, if anybody was getting in and not getting in anymore, we've had some changes. We also, for those of you taking the class, the company that did the video and everything, the company they were using to host the whole deal and all went out of business. They had to change companies, and we had a little some temporary glitches. And so if you had any issues related to that, let us know. Getting everything all squared away, and the new service is far better. So it's actually a net good result there. I've got a report for you, the Mother Earth News tip for sustainable living, which is supported by Espoma, is about making your own dog food. Rather than rush it, I'm going to go on this break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it because there's some good little tips for you there. If you want that newsletter that Lewis was talking about, just fill out the form that's on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com, and you will get it on a weekly basis. A lot of people are taking it, and we get some real good feedback. Howard Garrett, back right after this.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on biosafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with biosafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. Biosafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. Biosafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3 essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, let's talk about homemade dog food diets. Blends, what's recommended here, blends of red meat, fish, poultry, eggs, dairy, fruits and vegetables, and even grains. Raw meaty bones can make up as much as 50% of your dog's diet, so long as you choose cuts that he or she won't attempt to swallow whole. Nutritionally dense raw liver is also a perfect addition to homemade dog food, but keep the serving small to prevent soft stools. The rest of your dog's diet should consist of muscle meat, raw or lightly cooked eggs, yogurt or cottage cheese, and small amounts of fruits, vegetables, and grains. If you prefer to feed your dog a cooked diet, just substitute some of the extra meat for the raw bones and add calcium supplements as well. With such a natural, nutritious diet, your pet's tail will soon be wagging with happiness. We do that to a degree. We feed Tater some of that stuff in addition to some dried dog food, and cottage cheese is one of his favorite things. A lot of people poo-poo that idea, but doing it in a reasonable way is a good idea to consider. This feature is supported by Mother Earth News and Espoma. Espoma is extremely high-quality organic lawn and plant products, potting soils, and soil amendments. You can find the Espoma across the country, which I'm delighted about. It's very easy to find for a lot of the people that listen to the show here. Feed stores, farm stores, garden centers, hardware stores, and things like that. You can visit Espoma.com for information on the stores and products. And you can visit MotherEarthNews.com to sign up for a free newsletter, register for events, a lot of them I'll be at, or find helpful books. And by the way, on the books, they of course, did the organic manual redo, the new one that's out, but they've decided to sell all my books online on their stores, and we're really enjoying working with them. It's a good bunch of folks, Mother Earth News. Let's get back to the phones. Tom in Brownwood, Texas, next up. Hello, Tom.
Good morning, Howard. I have, in my backyard, I have a raised garden that's 10 foot by 5 feet. And I have been amending the soil for 7 years. It's great soil now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this year, I planted potatoes. I do that just about every year, but I'll tell you, I will go to my death before I learn how to successfully grow potatoes. I don't know what it is. But anyway, as soon as the plants came up, the leaves showed up, the bugs came, and the bugs ate holes in all the leaves. And then about, oh, maybe 2 weeks later, I planted 4 tomato plants, and they're doing beautifully. It also in the garden is are 3 comfrey plants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the tomatoes are about 3.5-4 feet high. So that, as I say, they're doing well, and there's not a single bug in the entire garden. And I'm wondering, are the comfrey plants responsible for keeping the bugs away?
They could
every
help.
Other year I've had bugs in the garden.
They could help. They've for sure helped. The juice out of comfrey, we recommend, you know, squeezing it out and putting it on poison ivy when it first starts or bug bites or whatever, and it really does a good job of solving the itch and the sting and that sort of thing. So maybe just having comfrey. I've always have comfrey in my gardens and never have a whole lot of insect issues. So there may be more to that than I've given credit, Tom. That's an interesting observation. When on back to the Irish potatoes, when did you plant them?
March.
Okay.
I think the first week in March, if I remember. I'd have to look at that.
You might try something next year. You might divide up the seed potatoes and plant some of them earlier than that, like in late January or February, and then the others at the time that you've been doing it, and it may help some. But on the other hand, you may have figured out everything you need to know with the comfrey planting. Plus, it's a pretty plant anyway. I think that everybody ought to be using it anyhow.
Free what?
The comfrey. I think everybody ought to use it anyway. It's a pretty plant.
Yeah, I agree. I cut the leaves off the comfrey plants and put them in my compost pile.
It helps the composting a lot. It really is a good use as well.
I understand that because they're so deep-rooted, they pull up a lot of micronutrients into the soil.
That's right. They're loaded with a lot of things that you can't get from the other ingredients you put in the compost pile. Tom, I think you've pretty much figured it out there. But next year, just try planting your potatoes a little earlier and see what it does to insect issues and overall production. You may see better production.
I'll try that. What about planting potatoes at the end of the season, like in September, October?
I have never had any good luck with a fall crop of Irish potatoes.
Well, I'm not going to try it then.
Books say that you can. I've even written about it in my books that, you know, if you're going to do it, here's when you plant. But I just never have seen it produce enough to be worth the effort in our kind of climate here in Texas.
Well, I've had enough trouble growing potatoes that I'm not even going to try that.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much, Howard.
Thanks for the tip. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. All right.
Let's go. Let's see. Tony in Chicago. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Howard. Thank you for taking my call. I got a question about, I bought a Rinder cherry tree, and then I find out that it actually needs to be pollinated by another cherry tree. So they're dwarf cherries.
Tony, my timing is terrible. Can you hang on with me through the break?
Sure,
so we
no
won't
problem.
Be rushed. All right, I'll be back in a minute, and we'll talk about your fruit trees. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back with you right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs.
They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we were talking with Tony about his cherry trees. You got one cherry tree. Did I understand you right, Tony?
Well, I bought one yesterday, and then I come to find out that it's a Rainier cherry, but it needed another cherry to be able to fruit. So I went and bought a Bing.
Okay.
And my question is, they're both like semi-dwarf, I guess, and their height is 12 to 15 feet. Their spread is 10 to 15 feet. My question is, what's a minimum distance I could plant them apart?
Oh, you know, some of the commercial people plant them really close together, and other people will argue that the farther you have them apart and the more air circulation you have, the better off you would be. You said you planted them about 15 feet?
No, the spread on them is 10 to 15 feet, and someone had told me maybe 10 feet would be, you know, and to keep them trim from intertwining.
I think that's fine. If you went out to 15 feet, that might be better long term, but I think that 10 would be fine. You might want to plant one more. There are some. Stella is one, and I think there's some other ones too. Maybe one's called Black Gold or something like that. There are cherries that are self-pollinating. And so if you got another plant, you might get one of those as well, and then you might have overall some really good production.
Got it. And I had one other question. My neighbor who has a maple tree in it, half of it is in my yard.
Okay.
But every year it seems to get these round black splotches on the leaves. They're probably at least an inch in diameter, and it happens every year. And he's got mulch probably at least two and a half feet up the trunk.
Yeah, those are called oil spots or something like that. It's a fungal disease. It's it's a little bit like Tony galls. It is very common on maple trees. And I did a interview one time up in where did we do it? We did it in Philadelphia on Mike McGrath's show. He had me and another arborist talk about that disease. And the question had come up, is it safe to use those leaves in the compost pile? And we both said, yeah, it's the best way to get rid of that fungus. What you want to do to get rid of it is what we've talked about several times today. Just get the tree in a little bit less stress. The tree may look perfectly healthy, but if it's having that fungal hit to it, which it is, that means that there's enough stress in the tree that it needs to be corrected. You correct it with the sick tree treatment. And the first step of that sick tree treatment is to get some of the soil off of the flare, so the flare at the base of the tree is even more exposed than it is. Even if it looks like it's exposed a little bit, expose it more. And then do the rest of the sick tree treatment, and that spotting will probably go completely away.
Got it. Well, thank you for taking my call, and have a great day.
You too. Appreciate the call. Let's see who is next. Here goes Don in Chicago also. Hey, Don.
Hi. How you doing, Howard?
Doing well. Thanks for calling.
Okay. My problem is, I got an ash tree. And we got the Elmo ash borer up here like everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been getting it treated with triage for three times. That's about 6 years or so. And it's due to get treated again this year. And, they tell you things, but they drill a hole in the flare of the root about 3/8. They put a rubber plug in there, a check valve, because they pressurize the fluid going into that root, the flare. And I'm just wondering the damage and all those plugs there. And an alternative, I wonder if you could inject the fluid by gravity, you'd only drill like maybe an 1/8-inch hole. You wouldn't need a plug because you're not pressurizing the wood, which I'm wondering if that damages the fiber of the wood, and just let it run in by gravity. But, ash being a hard wood, would the uptake be as good as having it pressurized? Your turn.
Well, are you using the have you noticed the specific equipment they're using? Are they using the Arbor Jet?
Yeah, they have the tire pump and the tank, and they pressurize it, and they drill the holes 3/8 or so and put a rubber plug in there and put their needle in there and pressurize this everything.
Well, Arbor Jet is a specific brand name of the tool, and it's really, really good. A guy I know in Boston is the one that got that whole thing started. He is not as big a fan as I am about dramatically exposing the flares, which I think can be as much of a help as injecting whatever they're putting in there. You say they're using triage. Is that that's a chemical mixture, isn't it?
Yes, it's a liquid chemical and mixed with water. And
yeah.
There's a new product. I don't know. It's water-based. You don't have to be licensed to buy. It has the same active ingredient, but why come you can get that without being licensed? Here in Illinois, in triage, you have to be licensed to get the chemical.
One thing I would tell you to do, two things. One is I'd use the sick tree treatment, have them do it or get somebody else that'll do it or do it yourself. And then in considering whether to continue to inject or not for the emerald ash borer, at least talk to them and see if they'll use neem. I'm trying to think of the product. It's a dry neem product that that they're using with that Arbor Jet, and it's effective. They tend to argue that the chemical is more effective, and since you're injecting the chemical into the tree, you're not spraying it all over the place, and it's not a as big of a environmental problem, which I agree. But I'd still rather not put a toxic material in if something organic like the neem or the sick tree treatment would do the same thing.
Neem is a spray.
Neem, N-E-E-M, and it's a azosol. It's a that is the name of it. A-Z-A-S-O-L. A-Z-A-S-O-L, azosol. It's a dry neem product. Any arborist can get it, and these Arbor Jet people actually sell it along with the equipment. And so that just gives you a different angle to ask about and see. But also, and even if they say don't do it, it won't work, ignore them, do the sick tree treatment, and see if that doesn't help you and eliminate the need for all that chemical injection.
Well, how do you apply that? Is that you put it on the ground?
The sick tree treatment? It's a it's a process. You expose the root flare, take the soil off the base of the tree. And then when that flare is exposed, see, the flare is part of the trunk. It's not part of the root system. And then when that's exposed properly, the tree breathes properly, it grows properly, the stress is relieved from it. That emerald ash borer, if the tree is not in stress, will go get another tree somewhere else. it's not good news for your neighbor, but it's good news for you. That's how that works. Look at my website, dirtdoctor.com, under root flares or trunk flares, either one, and it'll explain that whole process. Okay. But the sick tree treatment is not a product. It's a process. Mm-hmm. It's a procedure.
Okay. But back to the question of injecting by gravity rather than pressure.
Well, it's not going to work as well because the pressure is going to make it move through the vascular system farther, and so it'll work better. Now, will it work okay, good enough to control the problem by just gravity? You just have to try and see if it works as well. But if you do these other things I'm talking about, you may not have to even do that.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a try. I like this tree. It covers my patio, and, I spent money on it. And, if I cut it down, it'd take 50 years to get another big tree.
Okay. Give it a shot. See what you think, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Howard.
All right. Thanks for calling. Yeah, Peter Wild is my friend that's the arborist in Boston who came up with the Arbor Jet and with the azosol treatment, the neem treatment, and the whole deal. He probably does he does the chemicals too, but he's overall very organic guy. He's really come up with some good stuff. But I think that the sick tree treatment dramatically applied can, in most cases, solve these problems much better than a lot of arborists believe. Danny in Bosque County. Hello, Danny.
Good morning, Howard. So a question about paramagnetism. We have two big pots that flank our walkway up to the house.
Mm-hmm.
I put some lava rocks, not lava sand, but lava rocks in them, and just for basically a filler. And I was just curious, is that enough to make a difference with paramagnetism? And does that run out? I mean, is that something that's there permanently or what?
Paramagnetism does change. It's this ability of this material to be attracted to a magnet, and it doesn't have anything to do with ferrous material. It's kind of the yin and yang of compost. You got this volcanic energy is probably not the right word, but this volcanic property on the one hand, and then the compost and the earthworm castings and the natural fertilizers and all that is the opposite of paramagnetism, and it definitely helps with plant growth. Any volcanic material has paramagnetism, but it varies in strength all over the place. That's why we're so excited about this new one that we have, this American Rio. It's got paramagnetism up in the 800 to 1,000 range. A lot of the lava sand and lava gravel that's on the market will have paramagnetism down around 10, 20, 30, something like that. Any lava gravel, any lava sand will help, you know, with even light amounts of paramagnetism, but because it'll help with water holding abilities. Can you stay with me? Can I put you on hold a minute? I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Espoma has extremely high-quality organic products, including liquid plant foods with the innovative Easy Dose cap. Espoma also has a full line of granular organic lawn and garden foods, potting soils, and soil amendments that fit the Dirt Doctor program perfectly. Ask for Espoma products at garden centers, hardware, and other quality stores all across the U.S. For information on stores and products, visit espoma.com or call 1-800-634-0603.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production.
It can now be delivered directly to you by tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, we're visiting with Danny, talking about something that's kind of hard to explain sometimes, paramagnetism. You there, Danny?
I am.
The answer to your question, and basically, and I wanted to get into it in a little bit more detail, is that any volcanic material, any rock that's been exposed to high temperatures is going to be beneficial in this balance of things in the soil that leads ultimately to better biological activity. That's an oversimplification, but your lava gravel will help. I use lava gravel a lot as a mulch. It helps with paramagnetism and water holding, but it also helps keeping the squirrels out of potted plants. And it'll sometimes keep cats from walking out into a garden if you use it kind of as a border or something. But the only way...
Now, my experience, what I'm doing, though, these are bigger, chunky lava rocks in the bottom of some pretty big planters just for the drainage and, you know, to kind of take up space.
Well, that's fine. I have no problem with that. That sets up kind of an antenna in the bottom of the pot in addition to the drainage. In fact, it might not even help that much with the drainage.
Well, I was just curious, like I said, and is that something that goes away over time, or is it pretty much a constant or kind of like, you know, nuclear waste or something that's there for a long time?
It goes away, but it goes away slowly. We, Malcolm Beck and I did a little field trip one time down at Enchanted Rock in Fredericksburg, and he had a paramagnetism meter, and we were reading the levels of the granite that we were running into at Enchanted Rock and also over at a quarry that was across the street and down the road, and we found that the fresh granite that had just been cut and exposed had a higher paramagnetism level by a fair amount than the stuff that was laying out exposed to the elements. You see what I mean? So it does
like
tend to
grinding coffee or something.
Yeah, it does tend to go away over a period of time. I tell you something I just ran into in explaining paramagnetism, and it's not perfect, but Wikipedia actually has a fairly good explanation of diamagnetism and paramagnetism, and you might want to take a look at that. And also, if you haven't done it already, Phil Callahan's books, Tuning Into Nature, would probably be the one I'd get if you don't have any of them. He was the guru of all that, has a lot of critics, still today, but he was far, far ahead of his time.
Well, great. Well, like I said, and I thank you for helping me understand. So if I, these pots, if we want to redo, is it okay to put this improved paramagnetism lava sand in the bottom, or do I need to stick with the chunkier rocks, again, thinking of drainage?
Well, I wouldn't put it in the bottom. I'd mix it in throughout the potting soil. The same.
Well, I was just trying to save money and, you know, not have to fill these whole pots up with soil. Is that a bad thought as well?
Well, it'll hold water. Solid lava sand holds water a lot. It holds it really well, which can be a beneficial thing. But if you do that, you just need to remember that you may be keeping that layer of the potting soil a little bit too wet. I would fill the bottom of the pots up with just kind of native existing soil, and if it has some broken up rock in it, that's fine, and just put the improved stuff in the top 10 to 12 inches of soil at the top of the planters.
Well, good. Well, that's what we were trying to do, with just, you know, trying to save a little money. Hey, yeah. Thank you, Howard. I, as always, I appreciate your information.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
The lava sand would be more expensive than just native soil taking up the area at the bottom, so that's probably the way I would go. Let's see who's next. Cheryl, Milton, Delaware. Hello, Cheryl.
Hello there, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I'm very new at this, and I planted a blueberry plant and raspberry and blackberry last year, and I got little blueberries coming out. But the leaves on the blueberry plant has, like, brown on the edges, and I'm not sure about that. And and the other thing, that was my first question, did I need pine needles? Do you think there's something wrong with my soil?
Well, a lot of times when you get brown on the edges of the leaves or whatever kind of plant it is, Cheryl, that's an indication of a burn. It can be from getting a little too dry, or it can be having too high a salt level in the soil or something like that. Do you know what the quality of your water is that you're using? Are you using city water to water the blueberries?
No, it's well water.
It's
and
well?
I really haven't watered them because we've had so much rain here.
Okay.
In Delaware.
Okay. Well, they should like the conditions there. Why there's burn there, they may have gotten just a little bit dry for a period of time. You know, blueberries are sensitive to that. Mm-hmm. That's about all I can tell you. We're having great luck with people growing blueberries where we're helping them, where they're using the Garrett juice on
okay.
a regular basis. Formula's on my website and in my books. Try that and see if that doesn't straighten things out. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else. And Dave, I can help you real quick before I get away. Thanks, everybody, for being there today. Happy Mother's Day. I really appreciate people taking time to call and ask questions and have some good tips for us. We'll see you in a week. And until that time, go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens and trees. If you have a question in the meantime, go to dirtdoctor.com. You can sign up for the free newsletter there. You can learn about our course and a lot of other things. Hopefully that'll help you out. Until we see you same time next week.